what we learned investigating the death of Chicano student activist Oscar Gomez.
It sounds like you ran almost every theory to its end.
Binge all 8 episodes of Imperfect Paradise, The Forgotten Revolutionary, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Friday, May 20th. I'm Nick Roman with the afternoon edition of the LA Report from KPCC and LAist. Here are the stories we've been following today. Got a trip planned that'll take you through one of the airports in LA County. Maybe you're a regular rider on a bus or train in LA. Either way, hang on to your face mask. KPCC senior health reporter Jackie Fortier says the pandemic face mask rules aren't going away yet.
LA County health officials have extended the transportation mask mandate for another 30 days. That means anyone over the age of 2 on public buses and trains and travelers inside all airports in LA County are required to wear a face mask, even if they are vaccinated. The transportation mask mandate was scheduled to end this weekend after being ordered in April, but LA County's COVID-19 cases have nearly tripled since then, with more than 22,600 reported cases in the past week. The CDC on Thursday upped the county's COVID-19 risk level to medium. Covering health, I'm Jackie Fortier.
And with the COVID-19 infection numbers going up, well, here's all you need. LA County Public Health says it is seeing an unusually high amount of flu activity for this time of year, about a month after the flu season typically would have ended. It says about 10% of wastewater sample tests looking for COVID-19 are coming back positive for flu. Here's LA County Public Health Director Barbara Ferrer.
The increase in flu during a time of the year where we don't see hardly any flu is a reminder that viruses, even those we have lived with for a while, can be unpredictable.
So why more flu? Public Health's Barbara Ferrer says it could be that we drop those COVID-19 face mask rules. Face masks help prevent transmission of more than just COVID-19. Of course, it is possible to get infected with COVID-19 and the flu at the same time, but Barbara Ferrer says you can protect yourself against both by getting a flu shot and getting your COVID-19 vaccine booster shot. It's been a little damp and dreary lately in Southern California, but it is hot, dry, and windy from Modesto north to Redding. The northern San Joaquin Valley today is under a red flag warning. Of course, wildfires are happening more often and more often when they never did before. That means fire season is right now. And KPCC climate emergency reporter Aaron Stone says there's a lot you can do right now to be safe.
LA County firefighter Craig Little says the department will deploy strike teams in areas that face the highest fire risk because they're near brush-covered mountains. That's Pasadena, Santa Clarita, and Malibu.
The current drought that we've been in over the last 3 years has allowed for a lot more dry vegetation, which basically makes more kindling for a fire that may start.
Little says you can prepare by removing vegetation within at least 30 feet of your home. You should also put together a go bag with important documents, medications, and other essential items. And you should sign up for emergency alerts in your area. If you live in LA County, go to alert.lacounty.gov. Covering the climate emergency, I'm Aaron Stone.
The federal judge overseeing the lawsuit against LA County and the city of LA over their homelessness policies has delayed his okay of a settlement that involves only the city. It would commit the city of LA to spend more than $3 billion to come up with shelter or housing for 16,000 unhoused Angelenos. The LA City Council has already okayed the deal, but U.S. District Court Judge David Carter says today he wants to hear from attorneys one more time. That lawsuit was filed by advocates for unhoused Angelenos plus Skid Row business interests. LA County insists it is not responsible for Skid Row, so it should be dismissed from the lawsuit. Last year's fatal movie set shooting of cinematographer Helena Hutchins by actor and producer Alec Baldwin prompted immediate calls for tougher gun rules at film locations. But KPCC's John Horn says the effort to pass new restrictions has stalled in Sacramento.
Baldwin killed Hutchins on the set of Rust last October. A New Mexico workplace safety inquiry released last month concluded that her death was the result of plain indifference to gun safety. Soon after the fatal shooting, 2 California Senate bills were drafted to establish mandatory rules for guns and ammunition on film sets. The proposed legislation included penalties for safety violations and mandated on-set supervisors when weapons were used. Hollywood leaders, directors, and Hutchins' own guild could not agree on which provisions in which bills they favored. Consequently, neither bill got past the California Senate Appropriations Committee. No one has yet been charged criminally in the shooting. I'm John Horn.
Thanks for listening to the LA Report. I'm Nick Roman. Join us next time for another LA Report.
This program is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people.
Support comes from Ciclovia, catalyzing vibrant public spaces, active transportation, and good health through car-free streets. Ciclovia promotes respect and infrastructure for bike and pedestrian-friendly public spaces. Enjoy these pop-up parks for the day in your favorite people-powered way. Jogging, biking, skating, strolling, or simply spectating. Free and open to all, Ciclovia Sundays generate miles of smiles in neighborhoods all over LA. Details at www.ciclavia.org.